A study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds there may be more of the heat-trapping greenhouse gas methane heading into the atmosphere than previously thought. According to the report, which looked at data from 2007 and 2008, U.S. emissions of methane may be 50% higher than estimates reported by the Environmental Protection Agency. Joining us now from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor is Eric Court, Assistant Professor of Atmospheric Science at the University of Michigan. He was one of the researchers involved in the study. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a pretty large discrepancy between what the EPA had estimated and what you're saying.
That's correct. What we do is we take a look at atmospheric measurements of methane, and we see how much methane needs to be emitted to account for what we observe. And what we're finding is that about 50% more methane must be emitted than is currently accounted for in the inventory.
And what's it coming from?
That's an excellent question. So our technique is very good at quantifying the total methane emissions. So we can say with great certainty the magnitude of emissions. It's more difficult for us to distinguish where the emissions are coming from because we see everything from the atmosphere. But it looks like from our study that this is mostly attributable to agriculture, which is predominantly cows, and also oil and gas activities.
And the oil and gas industry is already questioning this study, saying that there have been improvements in drilling since the study was done. What about that criticism that maybe things have gotten better since 07 and 08?
Well, it's certainly possible that things have gotten better. We haven't done a study yet on more recent data. One of the conclusions we have from this study is that we need to do more. We have a previous study looking at data from 2003. This study was looking at data from 2007, 2008. And what we found is that we've actually seen almost the same emissions across the U.S. in those different years that we've done studies on. So that's really a remarkable finding that seems to be a persistent enhanced emission relative to the inventory. So activities might have improved since 2007, 2008. We also know there's been an expansion. So we really can't say from what we've done so far.
How big of a problem are cows?
Cows certainly play a large part of the picture, but we need more measurements to really be able to distinguish between the cow versus oil and gas contribution.
And what about our listeners? One person may be sitting there saying, why does this matter to me that we're producing more methane emissions than we previously thought? Why does it matter?
Well, methane is a very potent greenhouse gas. So when we're concerned about climate and how we could possibly maybe mitigate heading towards the future, it's very important for us to understand what we're actually emitting so we know where we need to reduce emissions and how those reductions are occurring and if they're occurring. And one of the things that's becoming very clear is in the case of methane, we don't have a very good grasp of what emissions currently are. So we don't actually know very well how we could reduce it or if they are being reduced.
How does methane compare to carbon when it comes to the effect on the atmosphere?
The classic metric is to compare with carbon dioxide, which is the most dominant anthropogenic greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. The IPCC typically uses this thing called global warming potential. And essentially what that says is if we look at over a 100-year time frame, methane on a per kilogram basis is about 20 times more potent than CO2.
Eric Court is an assistant professor of atmospheric science at the University of Michigan and one of the researchers involved in this latest study on methane. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.